facts and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right, now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
All right, Radio BAM Series 28 faction. I'm here with Chad I. Ginsburg, and this is basically a one-on-one. We're here at John and Peter's. I had to wake up at 8 a.m., which is very tough for me, and I had an appointment to get a new passport. Now, this is my fifth fucking passport, and...
Fifth?
Fifth.
It's got to be your tenth.
No, it's my fifth. It'll be my tenth license that I've lost.
How many passports are you legally allowed to get?
That's the thing.
Before you have to, like, be born again.
That's the thing. I basically, I had to go to the passport place. I've fucking done this. This is my fourth time in the past 5 days that I always either forget something or I need something. You know, like, the first time, they said that my passport photocopy was in black and white, and that's not good enough. And like, my birth certificate is a photocopy, and that's not good enough. And I'm trying to tell them, I'm like, dude, you don't understand. I lost my wallet. My passport and my license were both in my wallet. I can't give you a valid identification because it all got stolen. So what the fuck?
I think it's illegal to make a color copy of a passport, actually.
Well, I had to go do that.
They wanted one?
Yeah, so the second time, I made a color copy, and then I had to bring my real birth certificate, and then that time, I forgot my itinerary to show where I was traveling to. So then I had to make another fucking appointment. Dude, I honestly think it's the month of February. I realize that everybody's an asshole in February because it's cold and dreary. Yeah, on the East Coast, there's dirty snow everywhere. It looks miserable. People are miserable. And I want to kill myself.
Yeah, well, you're one of them. I mean, it infects everybody. Seriously.
It really does, dude. Like, I don't know how people in like Finland do it during the winter, because up there it's dark all the time and dirty snow everywhere.
Isn't there more suicides where it's cold?
Yeah, like Norway and shit in the wintertime. People just lose their marbles.
Well, I'm losing my mind too, dude. I want to get the hell out of here. Luckily, you've been traveling. Didn't you just get back from...
Well, I mean, I've been like kind of traveling, but I mean, I always tell myself, like, prepare for the winter. Make sure that you go away anywhere to, like, the Caribbean or Barcelona, or, like, take a Southern European vacation, or just simply go to fucking LA, because every single time I realize this, every time I'm super depressed and want to kill myself, it's always February.
Get an apartment for the winter somewhere else.
Yeah, I know, but I always...
Every time it comes up too quick.
The problem is, I always wait for the very last second to do anything. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, what if... Here's the thing. What if I get an offer in February to do a movie somewhere when I already booked an apartment for the month of February in L.A., but they're filming in Texas? Like, now I'm paying for an apartment for no good goddamn reason. I always wait for the last...
I'll crash there. Get it with a couple friends. That's what I'm saying, dude. I need a place next winter. Let's get...
The problem is, all my friends don't have a fucking pot to piss in.
Get the money ahead of time, a year
ahead
of time.
Dude, I'm telling you, all my friends one day, they all ordered drinks, and none of them could even pitch in 13 cents. So, like, I know that they're not going to give me any rent money, so cancel that. The thing is that they're not losers. They're all talented at something. Like,
someday, you know, they're going to be really...
Like, Novak wrote a book and he's hilarious, but he is a piece of shit. Mohawk takes great photos, but, like, you know, if
that's
you don't have
a
shit lined up... Yeah, I mean, because these days, as long as you have, like, a nice flip cam or whatever, like, you get the job done.
Yeah, if you're there.
You know what I mean?
Photographer.
And, I mean, unless you're doing, like, a Rolling Stone shoot where you need, like, five, like, legit-ass Arri flashes and stuff, you know, like...
There's good cameras, but consumers have good cameras enough to where most people aren't hiring photographers. Like, wedding photographers are probably way out of business.
Yeah, because...
Everyone knows someone.
Yeah.
My buddy's got a sick, like, Nikon.
Exactly. As long as you have a nice camera. And you know what? F a nice camera. You could technically do a whole wedding shoot on your iPhone and then Photoshop it and make it look cool if you know how to use Photoshop.
or any free app that comes on the damn iPhone looks cool enough.
There you go, dude. I've seen like apps on an iPhone where you click a button and they tone it down, like vignette the edges and make it look all dark and put like a little...
Oh, there's like, great shit on there.
Like a yellow tint to it, and it looks like a professional thing when all it is just a click of an app button on iPhone.
Yeah, there's great stuff. You think, well, G, your photographer is getting married in March.
Mm-hmm.
You think he'll hire a photographer or he'll be like running around with his iPhone taking pictures of himself?
You know what? I honestly think he'll be taking pictures of himself.
Or like... Yeah, he'll probably have his buddy. He'll have like,
or like he'll just have a friend click photo. I mean, like
with his shit.
I mean, if Mohawk or somebody's gonna be there, you know he's gonna be clicking photos, and then G will just be like, "Yo, look, let me get those."
He's the one that takes all your photos with his iPhone. Maybe he should take his wedding pictures with it if it's so good. This thing's great, fam. Like, I don't even need to bring my good camera. Gee, you sure? Mm. Yeah, these things just take amazing pictures. Gee, you're getting married. What's all these photographers here? I thought your iPhone's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You start taking them.
Well, no, I mean... Oh, wait, what?
RyanGphotography.com. Talk about the life, the death of photography. Over there.
Dude, I'm telling you, though, like, I need to get out of this February cold. And we have the Canada tour coming up, which is the 16th through the 24th, which is even more dark and more cold.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
So, like, do I get away now? Like, when I'm done this radio show, should I just go hop on a plane and go to the fucking Caribbean? Well, I got to wait till Friday for my passport to arrive.
That's the same position I'm in, dude. I don't want to be here. I know that Canada's coming. Then I'm like, wait, Canada's even colder.
Yeah.
Then after Canada, I have CKY, which is in Las Vegas and Hollywood and Orange County. So it'll be hot there for 3-4 days. Then CKY goes and tours all through March on the East Coast. So when am I going to see any sun if I don't do it before the 17th?
Vegas, you'll see some in LA.
For 3 days. Yeah. And then Darren will be there and the sun will be down the whole time. It'll be raining when he's there, I'm sure. He brings the rain. Every time Darren comes to Pennsylvania, it rains. And he goes, I hate it here. It's like, well, here hates when you're here too, dude.
The only thing good to come out of February is Groundhog Day.
Do you like that only because you're looking for something positive in a shitty month?
What?
Groundhog Day?
That's the only thing that I could think that February is good for. Though,
it tells you when the shit's going to be over.
I know, but who could believe a goddamn groundhog? This year, he said it's going to be an early spring.
Early spring.
But it's a fucking groundhog, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, was it clear when it said it? What did it say?
I wasn't there. I just heard about it.
It doesn't speak, does it?
No. It goes...
It looks at its shadow and then runs back in.
Yeah, something like that.
And if it runs back in...
Dude, when they were doing Groundhog Day, see, it's like...
The movie?
No. When they do the event on February 2nd every year in Punxsutawney, PA.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 6 old guys, and that's like their total time to shine, you know? And they were so pissed that Viva La Bam was there filming because all the kids and all the college dudes, like, didn't even care to watch them. And they're all like, what's all the commotion over there about? And like, somebody's like, oh, Bam Margera's here from Viva La Bam. They're filming an episode. Like, they were not fond of it because we were stealing their thunder.
Well, it is a big thing. Is it just like the movie Groundhog Day? Did they film that there?
No, the place is called Gobbler's Knob.
Where? Isn't that what it is in the movie?
Yeah, but they wanted it to be like in the town center in the movie, but in real life, Gobbler's Knob is like up on top of a mountain outside of Punxsutawney.
Okay, so
and the movie wanted it to look like it was in the center of town.
Does Brian Doyle Murray still work there?
Who?
Brian Doyle Murray.
You mean Bill Murray?
His brother, Brian Doyle.
Oh, because he was in the movie?
Yeah. That's who I picture there. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he the guy who announced the groundhog?
In the movie, yeah, mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know.
That's your favorite movie, isn't
senators
it?
Senators and shit, or, you know, whatever people are involved with the state.
Well, if the groundhog said that winter is going to be over soon, that means, well, there's 2 more months to wish to get out of here.
Yeah, and, man, I had the best opportunity to go to London for this billionaire's birthday party. And, like, it's so fun hanging with these dudes because They'll just be like, oh, Oasis is playing at the Wembley Stadium. You guys want to go? It's like, yeah, let's go. All right, there'll be a helicopter landing on the roof of the hotel, and then we're going to fly right in. You know, like, just hanging with those dudes is, like, unreal. Like, it's hard to blow my mind, but they do.
Dude, I'll take off. If you want to go somewhere before, I'm willing to go somewhere. I mean, if you don't want to go alone or something, or you don't feel like paying for a girl, or I'll pay for my own way. Somewhere hot. I just want to get out.
Yeah, me too.
No, honestly.
But the thing is, I got to wait for my passport on Friday. Dude, they gave me such a hard time when they didn't need to. I had to pay. It usually costs, to get your passport rushed, it costs $180. I had to pay $500 because I did.
To who?
Because all my ID was photocopied. So they had to do, like, a research thing that took literally 3 minutes, and I had to pay like $300 extra.
Well, because you could have had reconstructive surgery, showed up there with duplicate passport copies of Bam Margera's real passports after your new photo rhinoplasty.
Yeah, I was just so sick of being there for the fourth time. Like, technically, I could have left, made another appointment, then I got a duplicate copy of my driver's license because I lost that also. So then I could show up with my real driver's ID and not have to pay the $300. But I was like, dude, I'm so tired of being here. Just fucking do it.
Aren't you bummed that you lost all the cool stamps from everywhere you've been in your old passports?
Dude, it drives me nuts. Like,
right.
When I was...
It's a record of everything.
Yeah, I was in London going through customs, and I had two passports on me, and I gave them the expired one. And once... I think I gave it to him thinking, like, to see if I could get away with it. And then when he goes, this is expired, I go, oh, I gave you the wrong one. Then he goes, well, we're keeping this one. And what? I was like, man, can't I just have it for a souvenir? Like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
They take it away if it's expired?
Yeah, but how are you going to take it away if you say it got lost or stolen?
It is a souvenir. Sometimes that's the only thing I have from the places I've been is a stamp.
Yeah. It bums me out starting fresh. Like, Just the fact that the customs guy's like, this idiot's been nowhere, you know? Like, I like it when it's just like, holy shit, he's been to Helsinki 13 times and Prague 4 times.
Probably
and...
speeds you through quicker. Because they're like, oh, yeah, all right, he's done this before. I can't be the original asshole that makes him not want to do this ever again.
Yeah.
Every time you go through now, they're like, mm-hmm. So well, you like traveling?
Also, you could look at it the other way, too.
I want your tip.
Another way you could look at it is, like, if you have so many stamps in so many places, maybe he's flying from place to place to do shady Taliban-y shit.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Dropping drugs.
Or whatever, yeah. So a lot of stamps might be a problem, too. Luckily, I get away with it, though, because they usually recognize me. Oh, yeah, so they're an asshole at me at the passport place. And they go, not kidding. There's a massive zigzag line that you have to walk through, or you could just walk right up. And I walk right up, and they're like, excuse me, sir, you have to go on the line. I'm like, and I look at this massive zigzag line, I'm like, but there's nobody here. They're like, rules are rules, and we don't break them. So I'm like, all right. Take 2 minutes, 3 minutes to walk through this dumb zigzag line, and then when I get there, they're like, passport or ID, please. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? Like... It's basically like coming into John and Peter's, and instead of walking through the door, like, you have to start from across the street, walk in a zigzag line, and then you can come in. It's like, but why? There's no line. There's no one here. Like, rules are rules.
They got to test your attitude. So then when you get there, you're extra frustrated so they can be a total prick.
They love it. They love the fact that
is that just Philadelphia?
Well, New York, I'm sure Philadelphia helps.
Probably the worst.
Yeah.
For dealing with anyone working for the government.
Honestly, if you're miserable at your job,
and in February,
wouldn't you get joy from seeing a businessman be like, look, you don't understand. I have an $80,000 deal in Texas, Austin, Texas, and if I don't make this flight, you know, it's just like, I'm sorry, sir, but there's nothing we could do about it. They love it. What? There's nothing you can do about it. They love to flip out. They love to watch you flip out. Can I get another, please?
We're John and Peters on Radio Bam. Bam, you want to hear a song?
Yeah, I want to hear a band called Volbeat, and the song's called The Mirror and the Ripper.
Why you eat your best burger in town?
Why I eat my best burger in town.
All right, from John and Peters, Radio Bam, Series 28, XM 52.
Yo.
Found the morning liquor. Found the morning light. Look into the rain. inside. Starting a new day, breathing in the morning, got a feeling leave with something behind. I said, lonely, 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 lonely day.
Look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
That was Volbeat, The Mirror, and The Ripper. Radio Bam Series 28, Faction 52XM.
Live at John and Peter's from the back booth in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Bam and Chad from CKY here, just kicking it in the back room. And, dude, I just got an offer for a ridiculous amount of money to do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, dude, Cleveland told me, you need to do it.
I can't do it.
Dude, that is, they don't want you. If they thought you were going to be a great dancer, they probably wouldn't have asked. You're lucky to not be a good dancer because people will feel for you because most people aren't. You're not going to look terrible. That's like the biggest show on TV, dude. That'll raise you into the awareness of everyone. So quick. What are you going to do? Turn down The Apprentice, too? Like, that's the next best thing.
But the problem is that, first of all...
Do it.
No, first of all, I don't even like jumping around dancing for 5 minutes.
You'll be kicked off.
I have to do 8 hours a day.
You need to do it.
For 2 weeks. Then we get started.
You'll love it. You'll be in perfect shape, dude.
Well, that's the only thing that I love about it. But, like, I don't want to. You know, and not to mention, Steve-O, we did, like, this ballerina thing.
He told you the horror stories,
probably. We did this, like, ballerina lesson for this show on MTV. And it was only, like, 30 minutes long. And he, like, he was like, I have to stop. I don't want to do it anymore. Bam, you're more than welcome to keep doing it. But I'm having, like, nightmares of Dancing with the Stars.
Well, why?
Because I think it just becomes so stressful because, like, when you don't hit your mark, then, like, the chick gets mad. And
do
then,
it.
Like,
you can handle it, dude. What are you worried about making chicks? They offered you the thing. They're not worried about you not being a good dancer.
And another problem is, when this is happening, apparently there's, like, three movies right around March and April that, like, Seth Rogen wants me to do.
After you do Ricky, Dancing with the Stars.
A Mickey Rourke movie that they want me to do, and then Knoxville wants me to do a movie. And they all say that it's, like, springtime. But every time that I've always waited, that it always gets postponed. So I never get to make any proper plans.
Yeah, there's plenty of people who are busy doing that show.
Because they say, reserve March and April for these movies. And then I do, and then they get postponed till May.
What does your manager think? He thinks you're insane if you turn it down, right?
It's just hard to say because
it sounds like
number
just,
one,
you're
it
just
sounds
scared
like
because it's big.
Number one, I'm scared because it's big.
Yeah.
Number two, I've never danced a day in my life.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect because
which proves that you can fucking probably do it.
Yeah, but then it's a lot of like rehearsals and agony that I don't want to go through, and plus stupid songs.
Dude,
they're going to be playing like Gray Swan and shit, and I'm going to be like,
it's hilarious. It's human. People don't look. You're cooler if you forgive you're cool. You know, don't fake you're cool. You're cool exists no matter what you're dancing like.
Would you do it?
I would totally do it. Oh, yeah. Sure. Dude, people love to see your weakness as much as your strength. You know, you're a human being. That's a big opportunity. Everyone's watching. If you think you're relevant and you deserve to be in everyone's home, that's the opportunity to do it on. I think you should totally do it. It fucking...
See, the thing is, I've never even watched it before, so...
It raises your profile so much, dude. You don't... You want to be running around Canada or you want to be running around good places to go do appearances? You get tons more money after that. You do that shit. Everything goes up. You're like on the biggest TV show out there.
And then you have to think, like, in the skate world, you know, like...
It's not the skate world.
Bam's doing fucking
Dancing
with the Stars.
Any of those skaters, didn't Carrie Hart do it?
He might have.
I think, dude, there's tons of fucking respected people who've done it. Who was so respected that turned it down? Has it done anything great for them?
See, but what happens if, like, I simply can't take it anymore and, like, and I back out? Now, is that even worse?
I don't think you would back out because why would
not
you?
Not to mention that means that I have to live in L.A. for fucking 4 months again.
It's not 4 months of shooting. It's 4 months if you fucking win.
Yeah, which I probably definitely won't.
I don't think they booked you as the guy who they expect to win. They put people on as how they expect.
But, I mean, what if they pick somebody who could dance like a motherfucker and don't even know it?
Did they offer it to Knoxville?
If they did, he didn't do it.
Oh, my chicken fingers are here. I get chicken fingers at John and Peter's.
Thank you.
Thank you. I am?
Oh. I had no idea.
Yeah, Chad's chicken fingers. All right. No, man, I would do Dancing with the Stars for sure. I would never get asked. If I did, it would be great. I mean, fucking Gigi Allen would do Dancing with the Stars.
You think so?
Yeah, it's high profile, man.
But you know what? Like,
you just be yourself.
Yeah, well, being myself would be rocking the flair that I rock.
Perfect.
Yeah, but what if they say you need to wear this tuxedo
outfit?
It'll
work out, dude. Come on. You've launched anal beads at your fucking ass.
Yeah,
you worried about looking bad?
I'd much rather do that than rocking, like, some dumb tuxedo. And they play the worst songs.
Dude, that's their show. The fans of that show aren't going to care. They know what to expect from that show. They don't expect that you're going to come on and it's going to be some rock and roll party. And there's going to be half pipes set up. It's Dancing with the Stars. It's the format of the show. Nobody's a sellout anymore.
Have you watched it?
If you can't sell out, you're more of a sellout.
Have you watched it?
I have, yeah.
Are the dances difficult?
Yeah.
They are. Eventually, we'll see. Like,
eventually, I don't know, dude. I don't know what goes into fucking counting to three, stepping backward, stepping forward. If you fail, you get voted off early.
Yeah.
You still get paid.
Yeah. And what about the embarrassment factor?
You don't get embarrassed, dude. Name someone who's can't wake up in the morning because they dance poorly on Dancing with the Stars. It's not true. That serious.
I would have to make it known that
it's an amazing opportunity. I'd love to watch that show if you want it. A lot of people would. That's why they asked you. Don't turn it down 100%, please. If you want to see Bam on Dancing with the Stars, go to RyanGPhotography.com and tell him on the forums. Or tell everybody. Go to the Dancing with the Stars forums and tell him.
Honestly, I really need to know if fans would want to see that. Because In my head, I'd say no. But, I mean...
Do you think they'd rather see you not do anything?
See, but the thing is, like, if I did it, I wouldn't want to make a joke about it. I'd actually want to try, which would make it more embarrassing if my posture was terrible.
Dude, every fat shit in America imagines themselves if they had to do that. Mm. The chicks that you get to dance with are so fucking fit and hot. And they're great dancers. You're going to fucking learn tricks that you'll have forever. You'll be able to pick up any bitch you want after you know some of these moves. I'm telling you, man. As embarrassing as you could be, you could land the fucking greatest babe on earth just from fucking stepping foot on that fucking stage. I'm not kidding. If that's not even what you want.
I'm already happy with babes.
Fine. Aside from having babes, it's a good paycheck.
Babe!
It raises your profile up. Maybe they can dance to a CKY song on there. But honestly, it helps your fucking cause, dude. Be in people's faces. They'll find out what you've done in the past.
See, I think it would be rad if, like, I danced to The Agonist and we did some, like, awesome ballerina classical dance to that and make it work.
But you know how they pick songs. It's all relative to the industry.
Yeah.
Somebody's paying for something. It's worth it for somebody to have that song in there.
Right.
So you're not picking that song. Just do it, dude. That's a major show. You're not on Dancing with the B-Stars. You're dancing with the fucking stars, dude. Who else is on it? Maybe it's fucking Brad Pitt.
Who is the stars? Sean Penn. Are the dancers the stars?
They're the cast.
So I'm the star?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a lighter.
You and five other people.
Let me get a lighter. Man.
A lighter. I steal it. Just eating chicken fingers.
See, it's like, if it was 5 days to a week, I would totally say yes. But like, it's not. You know, it's gonna be. Even if I fail on the first contest, it's still a month to 2 months of just me probably.
I can't believe you're thinking
stressing.
Of failure first.
Because I have never danced a day in my life.
That's why they asked you. They probably weren't like, Bam's a good dancer, let's find out.
Have you
out.
Ever seen Grind? If you saw the movie Grind, there's a 3 second scene where I'm dancing and I wanted to kill myself after seeing it.
You're dancing there?
They wanted me to dance. I'm just like, that's not me. You know?
Yeah, but you're going
to
be learning.
I mean, if I'm dancing with a girl, like, learning moves, then that's cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, me dancing alone with everybody just, like, shaking my hips and stuff, like, it's so gay.
Plus, there's tons of fucking interview footage, tons of making of the dance. They see everything you're putting into it. All your comedy will come out when you're fucking doing that. You'll feel fucking good. You physically will feel fucking great. It's a fucking good thing for your body in general.
That's what I would be looking forward to, is like, at the end of the day, I'd feel like I got a massive workout.
I'll tell you what, if you're offered Dancing with the Stars, you're either offered that or Celebrity Rehab. Which one's better?
Well, Celebrity Rehab would definitely be easier.
I don't know, dude. I really don't think so. Before you get offered Celebrity Rehab, take Dancing with the Stars, man. That's some big shit. I'd love to see you on there.
But the thing is, like... you know, sometimes, like, I'll drink a little too much. Like, I don't have, like...
That you'll have to find out what's allowable.
Yeah, but, like, I don't have, like, some, like, crack or meth habit, like, fucking the Crazy Town guy. Like, I don't have, like,
that's
some pill-popping problem. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dancing with the Stars.
No, like, I've flicked through channels and watched that. Like, I don't have some massive Xanax problem. I don't have, like, a crack problem. I don't have, like, a fucking... you know, like, the shit that I have is minor. But, you know, like, if I want to pay attention, I might take an Adderall. If I'm on an airplane and I want to go to sleep, I might take a Ambien or something. Like,
no, you don't have a drug problem like a Novak would.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're sitting here even talking about it and not just laughing like what a joke, it's saying it is a possibility.
Well, just simply because, like,
there's dudes on there from, like, the real world who drank, like, six beers too many.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, the only reason of why I think that is that, like, I feel like such shit when I wake up sometimes, like, from a headache hangover or just bones hurting in general from, like, skateboarding and doing jackass stunts.
Welcome
that, like,
30s.
And it drives me fucking up a wall that, like, this chick named Natalie, who we're friends with in town, she got into this mediocre car accident 8 years ago, and she still goes into the doctor like, my back still hurts. I need that morphine again. Like, no, you don't. Your back doesn't hurt. You're just addicted to morphine. You know what I mean? Like, your back does not hurt. You just want more morphine. And I go in, and I'm just like, dude, my whole body hurts. I don't even know what to start first. Like, I have bumps in my feet. My kneecaps fucking kill. My hip pops. If my knee locks up. My ribs hurt from falling on them, but they'll heal.
Right,
and my neck hurts from, you know, like, there's too many complaints. And what do? Give me, like, strong ibuprofen. Suck my fucking dick. Like, how can Natalie...
My back still hurts.
You're better
after
off, dude. You
years?
Don't want a fucking morphine addict.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, a doctor will give her that in a heartbeat, but just because I'm the jackass dude or whatever, they think that I'm, like, out to get pills.
You'd think it was the opposite. Look what they gave Michael Jackson.
Demerol.
No. Fucking a giant list. You know, they said that he took 250 milligrams of Xanax a day. Do you know how much that is?
That's like...
Xanax comes in 1 milligram, like two...
Dude,
two
withdrawal
milligram.
From that would be seeing, like, flying pigs that are green.
Beyond that, plus...
Talking to him.
Plus...
With withdrawal?
Ritalin, plus morphine, plus...
I heard a Demerol in there.
You can look it up. Michael Jackson's fucking daily intake is what it's called.
Yeah.
And they have to have printed that wrong. 250 milligrams of Xanax sounds like an overdose.
What doctor would give him that?
That dude who's on trial for killing him.
Is he going to do jail time?
Probably, yeah. He murdered Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but what if Michael Jackson's paying him $1 million to give it to him?
She's got Michael Jackson's hat on.
You know?
Michael Jackson paid him everything he could, but... doctor's fault was prescribing it. I mean, it doesn't matter what you've given somebody. That's just a high-priced drug dealer.
Man,
Michael probably picked what he wanted. I don't think he was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
He knew what got him high enough.
It's tough when you get into that cycle, too, because, like, you know, with you know, doing appearances in Canada, you have 7 nights of... meeting 4,000 people, like, you need to take, like, Adderall or something that'll keep you focused, because if you don't take it, you're going to be tired and miserable, and you're going to be drinking, so you're going to have a massive hangover in the morning, and then you're going to not want to meet anybody else, and they'll just be like, Bam was miserable. But
well,
if I take an Adderall,
to keep,
if you take an Adderall, it's like, hey, man, how's it going? What's your name? Oh, nice to meet you, bro.
Yeah, you have to keep on every fucking night. And be consistent. That's what it's like doing so shows, man. When CKY is out on tour for a month at a time, you know, not every fucking show do you feel like, yeah, let's fucking do it. But you have to. So it turns into relying on alternate ways to feel consistent.
And then, like...
not even great, consistent.
Yeah, consistent. And then you have the problem with, you know, Adderall, which makes you focused and keeps you awake. Now it's 3 in the morning and you can't sleep. So now you have to take a Xanax or an Ambien.
Right.
And then when you wake up, you know, if you're forced to be awake,
more than
you still have the Ambien in your system. So all you want to do is simply sleep. So then you have to take 2 Adderalls instead of 1 to re-wake yourself back up. Then you get into this vicious ass cycle.
Well, a lot of it has to do with not handling withdrawal and using the drugs to fix the withdrawal and using the alcohol to fix the withdrawal.
It's the whole hair of the dog thing.
Right.
You wake up feeling like shit because of whiskey. If you wake up and sip on 1 whiskey, you'll feel a hell of a lot better. Or you could lay around your house all day watching TV, curing your hangover. Well, they say the best thing that you could do for a hangover is, like, sweat it out, whether it's a sauna or just shut up and getting on a treadmill.
Sweat it out, but if you have a fucking headache and a fucking stomach, you ain't doing none of that shit.
And another thing that I looked up is, like, I have really bad leg cramps.
Yeah.
And they were saying...
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. And they were saying if... Yeah. They were saying if you take, like, a teaspoon of, like, vinegar and salt, then it'll go away instantly. Now, salt dehydrates you. So, like, why would you take salt when your legs are already dehydrated and cramping up? Hair of the dog.
Well, your body, I'm not sure medically, but you might be losing salt from the alcohol, so you're replenishing things that your body's not having. So,
but salt is what dehydrates you, and if people say you're dehydrated, I feel like the last thing I should be doing is taking a tablespoon of salt.
There's a million cures for a hangover, and nobody's sure exactly what the best one is. I think best one is don't drink so much.
Yeah.
But if you want to drink a whole lot, maybe drink the shit that gives you less of a hangover. Like me, I only drink whiskey because anything else I drink gives me a fucking hangover.
Yeah.
I drink whiskey and I get a hangover maybe 5% of the time. So.
Dude, the worst is like champagne and shit.
Oh, yeah. Wine.
All that sugary ass wine.
What are you drinking? You're drinking Jack right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like only 12 in the afternoon. So,
well, I was up since 8, dealing with passport bullshit.
Dude, when do you have to decide about Dancing with the Stars?
Soon.
Does your family think you should do it?
Of course, dude. Ape's like, you gotta do it. You're an idiot if you don't. Yeah, because that's your favorite show, Mom.
That's even cooler, too. Dude, that shit goes to people that you aren't in touch with. People who aren't listening to this radio show right now. People who maybe not saw Jackass. You're fine.
All right, what if I go to the airport? Yo, dude, saw you sucking on Dancing with the Stars.
Big deal. The fucking guy who said that, you think he's a fucking Fred Astaire? I mean, nobody knows how to fucking dance. If you did, you'd be 100% gay. I mean, you know, they teach you how to, like, look pro. Dancing, if you can learn the salsa or some shit, you'll fucking knock it out on the floor one day when you're out with your girl. She'll fucking suck your dick all night long, man. You know? Nobody's gonna give a shit if you're not the greatest dancer. That's just not the point of it.
Well, I mean, I spent 2 days learning this, like, the simplest...
Jerry fucking Springer was on there.
Was he?
Uh-huh.
Who else?
You think he's a fucking dancer?
I bet you he knows.
Yeah.
Like, The Situation was on there. You know that he's danced at the clubs a lot of times. I'm the one posted up in the corner with my arms folded, waving my hips from side to side.
You're much closer to being able to dance than the people they've had on there. They had, like, the fucking Golden Girls on there.
Any girl can dance.
No, not an 85-year-old woman.
Man, I just don't know.
You gotta do it. No one would be laughing at you. And who cares? Dude, who cares?
It's not about... Well, it is about... getting laughed at, but it's also about, like, me not looking forward to 2 months of agony.
You would once you get yourself in it. You just don't know the people who are on the set. You don't know who's working there.
Exactly.
You'll meet all types of people.
I'm used
all walks of the fucking entertainment.
I'm used to my, like, 40 people Jackass crew, working with them and knowing them for years and years. And
stop hiding, dude. You want to be treated like the celebrity that you are. Go on that fucking show. That's not... Nobody can say Z-lister Bam Margera because it ain't like that no more. You're on the fucking top show in the nation. Fuck all them. They're not being offered it. You gotta do it, man.
Well, the reason why Dancing with the Stars wanted me in the first place was because we did those parodies for the Critics' Choice Awards, which is busting on Inception and busting on,
the Swan.
You know, Black Swan and all that. And they said that, like... Bam got shining like a new kind of light, and people want to see more of that. Because I was actually, like, acting rather than, like, doing a stunt and just being me.
You can do it all, dude. Do it. Don't fucking chicken out, man. That doesn't even make sense. It's not your style. You didn't want to do Yo Gabba Gabba, which is a TV show for 5-year-olds that CKY was on, because they wanted you to do the dancey dance. Now, that's for 5-year-olds.
Yeah, but...
The dancey dance is probably definitely... a whole lot cornier and gay.
I don't have kids. I don't get it. I think that everybody who's on Yo Gabba Gabba who's an adult is either a pedophile or high on drugs.
It's a little weird.
Listen to Blue's Clues. Look at that dude. He was like, hey, kids, I'm on Blue's Clues. Yeah, would he die of a heroin overdose?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that, but...
So, like, same with, like, Pee-wee Herman. Like, hey, kids, you know, like, whenever you're wacky and, like, out of control, there's got to be something wrong with you. And he gets wind up getting caught at the porno fucking...
Well, this
theater,
dancing on
jacking
the
off.
Dancing with the Stars is not.
Who knows what else
not
that
kids.
Creepo does?
You know I'm telling you, man. Do that, and anyone you ever wanted to piss off would be pissed off because you're on that show. Anyone that likes you as a fan will be happier on the show. It does everything.
Well, the good thing is that whoever doesn't like it simply won't watch it because I don't.
Well, there you go. And I don't either. But I have seen. The people that I wanted to see that can't dance. I never was like, oh, I got to tune in. They're probably a pretty good dancer. I tuned in like, oh, they're probably such a bad dancer. I got to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
To laugh your ass off.
No, because you more relate to that person. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm trying to imagine what it's like, I'm trying to see if I was on Dancing with the Stars, what would it take for me? I don't care about a bunch of people who can dance. If you can.
Yeah. I mean, the money is fucking phenomenal, but.
There's like Battle of the Network Stars from the 80s. I used to watch that shit. And, like, all the CBS and ABC and NBC.
Like for the 2 months of misery, I could get a house in Los Angeles for it.
Mm. Now you're making everyone in the world pissed off.
I'm pissed off.
Do the
fucking
show.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm
calling right now.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Terry Hardy.
I'm flipping a coin. Heads, I'll do it. Tails, I won't. But this is maybe still. This is telling me. This coin here is telling me that if it lands on heads, it means
that you should.
I'll be better off doing it than just sitting at home doing nothing.
I think you just said it right there.
Tails.
That means that you'll be better sitting at home doing nothing. That doesn't make any sense.
It's
a penny. You can't flip a penny in a coin toss.
It's like James Franco going on fucking that soap opera, General Hospital.
James Franco does everything.
Yeah, he did General Hospital.
He just changed my tires today.
Yeah.
He changed my tires today. He's mixing the new CKY album. James Franco is babysitting Jess and Darren's kids on two coasts today.
You know what else is fucking hilarious?
Do everything, dude.
Dude, okay, like, Jared Leto, you know, had a hard enough time...
Ask him.
Doing...
Ask him if you should do it.
Being an actor, being in, like, Nicolas Cage films and Fight Club with Brad Pitt, and then he wants to become a rock star. See, everybody, they don't know how to accept that because
Who?
They know him. Jared Leto from 30
yeah,
Seconds
yeah,
to Mars.
Yeah.
So now everything's working out, and he goes... He's like, dude, the last thing I want to do is have people know that I direct my own music videos. So he calls himself Bartholomew Cubbins as the director. And people go, this Bartholomew is great. If he would have said it's just
Everyone
me, Jared Leto.
Knows it's him.
Well, if he would have said it was Jared, not in the beginning, but if he would have said it was Jared Leto, they'd be like, this dude thinks he could direct now? This
no,
video
they
sucks.
Just think he was fucking his own dick just like normal.
The worst part is that it doesn't matter. I mean, you could have a creative mind on directing videos, but it all depends on the budget. If you have big lights and fireworks and cool shit going on and you could hire like 18 girls to dance in front,
which he can.
You're going to have a cool video.
Oh, you can think of anything.
Yeah, well, if you don't have a budget and you're trying to make something rad, then people could simply say this director sucks. No, the budget sucks.
There's been a lot of cool, creative things done on very low budgets.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Like a lot of White Stripes videos and stuff.
No, Spike's even done shit. Spike Jones has done tons of videos with low budget, tons with high.
Yeah.
All his videos were equally... I don't know how much Buddy Holly cost, but that was a pretty big video for
him.
Dude,
the easiest thing ever is doing rap videos.
Fatboy Slim video looked like it cost nothing.
Wait, which one? I know what you're talking about.
Home video where they take over a theater or something?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
but the next one that they did was Christopher Walken was in it. That was a pretty penny.
Right. Well, his Bjork videos and shit are expensive.
But I mean, like, a rap video, all you need is cool cars, a little bit of money to throw around, and girls.
Yeah.
And at a dope club. It's fun and it's easy.
And the audience is generally
Same with rap songs. Like, you could... as long as you have a cool slang word or a hook, like, yo, I'm H-A-M, hot ass motherfucker, you know, like.
Ham?
Ham. There's a song called Ham.
Really?
Yo, I'm Ham. Oh. I'm H-A-M. Hard as a motherfucker.
It?
Hard as a motherfucker. Ham. Nigga, H-A-M.
I don't know, man. You don't call yourself Ham and then say hard as a motherfucker. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Well, it's catchy and people like it. It's on the radio.
Do you know who sucks? Keisha.
How come? I never heard
it. I know not. Nah. Nah, nah, dudes. Now I have eyelashes. Yeah.
It's terrible. You don't know who that is?
Dude, well, think about... Yeah, I know who she is.
She's not even hot.
Think about Gwen Stefani. She did a song called Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yeah. Bananas. It sounds like she was talking to her newborn baby. Like, this is a banana. A B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A- so simple.
That's not what... Hey, it's a celebrity's world. Everybody's a celebrity. Everybody's got Facebook. If you can't relate, then you're not singing songs about bananas or like Holla Back Girls or about your eye makeup.
She
dudes.
Probably heard Holla Back Girl for the first time in L.A. when she got out of a club. Yo, holla back at me, girl.
No,
like,
I think the Neptunes
now there's
wrote
a song
that.
Called Holla Back Girl.
Who think the Neptunes wrote it?
The Neptunes?
That the baby dinosaur Pharrell, he looks like a baby dinosaur.
Oh, and then the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wrote that. Dude. It's fucking simple, dude.
Bananas, Pete. Dude, like, people like simple shit. Look at the Strokes album. It's just simple.
What album? I've heard of them in
years. It doesn't matter what album. Any Strokes song is a simple song, but it's catchy.
Tougher than the new shit.
It's catchy.
That shit's progressive. That's like Rush compared to fucking Keisha.
Damn. All right, I'm going to play a song, and then I got to talk about fucking Novak's pussy ass. All right, I'm going to play the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. This song's called Heads Will Roll.
Oh, dude, everyone loves Karen O.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Radio Bam, live from John Peters, XM52, Faction 28. What is it? Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Heads roll on the floor. Let her roll. we're going hot right now. Oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, you're crazy if you don't do Dancing with the Stars. Crazy.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from Chad from CKY, who likes Gigi fucking Allen, is telling me to do it.
If they offered Merle Allen Dancing with the Stars.
You really think he'd do it?
Yeah. I should call him ass. I want to.
Do it.
I'm going to. I have to have service. Dude, Dancing with the Stars.
What if I have service? You think you'll answer my call?
Yeah, it would be funny. Let's ask if Gigi would do Dance of the Stars, or if Merle would. Let's first ask if Merle Allen.
Right, let me see if I have a signal. I have two bars.
I truly believe that everyone will find out what you've done, even past Jackass. All the cool shit that you've done that is like mystery to people. All
right,
if you
who
get
can
on
I
the
call?
Biggest show on fucking TV, The Apprentice is next, and then you fucking you want to hang out with millionaires, hang out with Trump, dude.
All right, let's see if Johnny from Jill.
Trump will be there.
He'll be there?
You're going to meet all types of fucking people that wouldn't even talk to you.
Yeah,
and you have a buddy, Steve-O, who's done the fucking show. He knows everything. He could tell you...
You know what? I should call him after this.
He's probably not going to want you to be as famous as him from it.
He is like that.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it. It just got me a million. Then I won't look as cool.
What up, Polymon?
Yo, Mon. Are you busy?
Yeah. I'm actually shooting... cat shooting right now. Cat shooting me right now.
Oh, what is she shooting?
At her studio. What are you doing?
Are you getting a tattoo?
Who's
no,
that?
No. Where she's taking photos for the porn and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Who is it?
Well, it's Johnny. We're on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. I got to ask you a quick question.
It's
because,
Johnny from Killham.
Yeah.
So, what's up, guys?
I got a really big offer to do Dancing with the Stars, and I told him no. And Chad from CKY, who loves Gigi Allen, thinks that I'm an idiot for saying no because he thinks that everybody will want to see me dance like an idiot. But I don't want to dance like an idiot.
They
I want to try.
See you on there.
And I've never danced in my life.
You're our people. Go on that show.
You know what? I've never danced in my life either. So I would say no for me. But
you would definitely not do it? What if it was for a boatload of money? That's what I'm saying. Me neither.
I would look like a complete idiot. I mean, I don't even think I could do, like, a move.
Isn't that endearing?
I'm not a dancer.
Is Kat Von D right there?
It's endearing.
Yeah, she's right here.
Can you just ask her, would she do Dancing with the Stars if they offered her a great deal of money?
He wants to know if you do Dancing with the Stars if they offered you a lot of money to do it. They did offer her. And she said no.
That's what I'm going to say.
You listen to the fucking jokers, dude.
Yeah, don't do it. you're not old and you're not a has-been.
That's not how it works. Have you seen it?
All right, hey, Johnny. Hey, call me when you're done your shoot, okay?
All right,
later.
Fuck everybody, dude. They're wrong. I'm telling you. I'm gonna look up what it's done for other people on that show.
Go ahead.
I know it has, cause it fucking gets into every fucking. Everybody will be talking about it, at least while it's on. And then once it's off, they forget about it. And the people who cared are the people in the dumb industry that are like, oh, he was on Dancing with the Stars. Good, let's pay him $1 million to do this shit.
I'm calling Steve-O.
All right, call Steve-O. But he's going to tell you no because it's his fame game.
Well, I know that, but you don't need to say it out loud because we already are. Yeah, it sounds good like this. Earpiece.
No, put the earpiece. That's where that fucking sound comes out. Calling Steve-O to find out from him if he thinks it's a good idea to go and dance on the stage.
Yeah, buddy man, bro pal.
What's up, dog?
What are you doing?
I'm just fucking walking my crazy dogs.
Walter?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, and I have a serious question for you because I need advice. I got offered a pretty good deal of money to do Dancing with the Stars, and I really don't want to do it, but my mom and even Chad from CKY is telling me that I'm an idiot if I don't do it.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
See, that's the thing. Remember when we were doing the ballerina thing in New York, and you're like, dude, I'm having flashbacks, and I can't do this right now. Like, just you saying that means that I'm going to have 2 months of agony.
It was awesome.
I don't know, man. I think that,
Tell him to do it, Steve-O.
What's that? Tell him to do it.
Yeah, it's Chad.
But
I think that,
I don't even like to dance for one song, let alone, like, 8 hours of practice.
I'll tell you this, man. It's not like the fucking greatest fucking funnest thing, but it's like impossible to come off looking bad. You know, that's the one thing about it is that it's like really impossible to look bad doing it.
Like, do they give you easy dances or like difficult ass shit to learn?
They'll work with you, whatever is your capability. You know, the professional dance partner you get will be like really good at working with whatever level of skill you have.
Yeah.
And you know, shit, man. From that one day, like I don't know, I just didn't want to fuck with it that day. I thought like I'm gonna go into it with a good attitude, and I was just like, man, this is bullshit. Like that day in New York.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't think there's any way for you to come off looking like a dick or anything.
But like on the fifth day of practice, are you like, God, I gotta wake up and do this again?
It's tough to even like compare my experience because I was like all new in sobriety and shit, and like, you know, I was fucking living in a halfway house and just going down the road to rehearsal every day. So I don't know, man. It's pretty funny, dude.
But okay, how many weeks did you have to do it for?
I lasted on the show for 6 weeks, which was a borderline miracle.
Yeah,
I'm so bad at dancing. It's really ridiculous.
Did the girl ever get mad at you for not like hitting your mark right or something?
Did the girl get mad at me? Not really, man. She was pretty good about like not getting pissed.
Yeah.
But like I'll tell you where we did have difficulty was like they do like a bunch of hokey bullshit like into it a little while. Like they want like the video footage that plays with the show. Like they film you in rehearsal and stuff, and they're like, okay, we need like a storyline for this week, you know?
Yeah.
And they tried to throw some bullshit storyline crap at me, and I was just like, yeah, you know, I'm really not feeling that.
What if they gave you a really crappy song and you're like, I fucking hate this song, I want another one?
I think you're supposed to be able to. In my case, like I had my dance partner was just like, all right, this is the song, and I never put up a fight. But you're supposed to be able to. You're supposed to have say in what song you use.
Yeah.
Elaborate a bit.
Man, I don't know. I'm tempted to do it, but like all in all, I think I'm just gonna say no.
Don't say no, Steve-O. It was good for your career, right?
You know, like it's. I'm not bummed I did it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll say that. And it's definitely, there's no question it'll make you a bigger deal to people who don't know shit about you.
Yeah, that's what Chad was saying.
It'll make you a bigger deal to people who don't know shit about you. Like, all of your revenue streams will definitely, you'll make more money from the shit you're making money off of. And I'll personally think it's hilarious.
Yeah, like laughing at me or with me?
depending on how it goes, man. I mean, like, I don't know. I think I've been there, so I can hardly fucking, I can't laugh. I can't laugh at you for shit because, you know, I fucking did it.
Yeah.
Well,
like Chad was saying, like if Gigi Allen did it, it would be phenomenal because like Gigi doesn't dance, and it would be cool to see him in a new element.
That's what I'm thinking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why they asked you. That Steve-O was just like that.
All right, Steve-O, I'm flipping a coin about this. Thanks for being on the show.
Radio Bam, Sears 28 Faction here with Steve-O.
Steve-O says do it.
All right, hey, thanks for talking. You there?
He's got to take the dogs out. One of them is called Aggression, so he's going to take Aggression out. That's good, dude. That was a yes, and he told you sensible things. Johnny from Kilhanna doesn't want you to do it because he wasn't offered it. I'm telling you, dude.
But Kat was.
It'll help everything you've ever done. Anyone that you were never able to get seen by in the world, fuck them too. Do it. Get in their face.
See, but like,
it's infiltrating.
If it was up to me, I'd like to do like an awesome new comedy movie, like instead of
that'll get you
just
there,
occupying
dude.
My time doing Dancing with the Stars.
No, that's what you do in the meantime, and it gets you there. Because it puts
not
you
to mention I'd have to postpone my operations.
It proves that you can work without,
which I've already been doing.
It proves that you can work without your inner crew, that your little secret jackass crew and your homeboys, that you can actually get into the industry of what the rest of the world is paying attention to and work with those people. That's what they want to see. You're doing the right thing by doing that show, man. It puts you right into the ability to... Thank you, sir. Right in the ability to get bigger
offers. You
say
thank you, sir?
Sarah. We're at John and Peter's. In New Hope. Hey, Sarah, you've seen John Dancing with the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. But they want me to do it, and he's telling me to definitely do it because the money is great. But I don't dance. I've never danced in my life.
Everybody watches it. And he said you'll never look bad, and that's what one of your issues was.
Yeah.
So for the money, you won't look bad. The worst thing that will happen is you're doing something for a couple
months.
You're
going to have to show me internet clips just to see what it's like because I've never seen it.
I want to look up who they think is going to be on this next fucking series.
All right, well... All right, here we go. This is the Caesars. I want to smoke crack. Radio Bam
well,
Series 28 Faction.
That. Just Dancing with the Stars.
Here we go.
It's going to make you a worse dancer.
Well,
the song. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Radio Bam Series 28 XM 52.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.